Here comes Kendall Coyne with a shot. Score! 23 seconds into the third period. The United States is on the board.
.953, our new best friend, Kendall Coyne, live in studio. She's been nothing but great to us, called from the Olympics after, well, winning a gold medal, which you're sporting today. Kendall, I got to tell you, I'm a little superstitious, and I believe if I didn't win it, I shouldn't even touch it, but it sure looks good on you.
Well, thank you, but you could touch it.
How great is it?
It's pretty surreal. It's been awesome to share with Chicago and just to see how excited everybody is.
Your life must be bananas now.
It's been pretty busy, but a good busy, and it's just exciting to see like hard work pay off and to just see what happens when you follow your dreams.
It's tremendous. Now, we were talking off the air a second ago. How much trash talking came from the Canadian team? They look like they were yapping a little bit.
There's quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not really my game because I can't get involved in that. But
got to focus.
Yeah, but there's quite a bit.
Did you have a sense of how good you guys were before you got there? I mean, I know you knew you had a shot, but did you realize how good this team was?
Yeah, absolutely. And going into the Olympics, we were the underdogs. Canada won the last four gold medals. That's fact. But we won the last four world championships in the last 4 years. Canada did beat us five games in a row during our Olympic tour.
Yep.
But if you look at history, that was whoever lost the most games during the Olympic tour actually won the gold medal. So we were like, all right, we have this going for us.
I know you're laser focused on the game, but describe, you know, the Olympic Village and the whole, I mean, you look like you're having so much fun on TV.
It is. The Olympic Village is a special place. It's a sanctuary at the Olympics. It's a place where you can feel yourself, calm, hang out with the other athletes. It's just so fun to learn about their sports, to watch them, to cheer for them, and especially being a representative of Team USA, there's nothing greater, no bigger honor as an athlete.
Yeah, and you know, this was not a great medal count Olympics for Team USA, even though we had the biggest contingent. I mean, you know, listen, you lose by a hundredth of a second in some sports.
Right.
It's
right.
Crazy. But that, I think, in some ways even made your guys win even more special because we're going, we need a gold and we need it now, and you guys delivered.
And along with, it's been 20 years since the U.S. women's hockey team has brought home a gold medal. So there was a little bit weight there. And I think also, too, just these Olympics were very special, regardless of medal count, with the unification of the South Korean North Korean, the hockey team. So just being able to view that was pretty special. And there was a lot that happened beyond medals, too.
Were you at all apprehensive, Kendall, before going to South Korea about traveling there? And were other athletes concerned at all?
Not at all. The USOC does a pretty good job giving us the groundwork of what to expect, where we're living, the accommodations, and just helping us prepare mentally before we get over there so we know what to expect. And one of our biggest secrets was, I don't know if I've ever told anyone, this was our dining hall. We had a secret dining hall, and our chef from the USOC, Flower, she was awesome over there and cooking for us. So we were unbelievably taken care of.
Did she get a gold medal?
She deserves one.
Yeah, right.
I wish.
There was no danger that any of them were going to wander to the DMZ, I don't think. You know, they were probably okay. Probably,
I would think.
Right. Anyway. Aside from the gold, which congratulations, and you guys are, you know, American heroes now, literally. What are you taking away from the games? Camaraderie?
Yeah, that, the experience, being able to see athletes that I saw 4 years ago and seeing them 4 years later accomplish their dreams. One of the most happy moments I had was watching the Shibatanis receive a bronze medal. They're just awesome people, and saw them 4 years ago, and it's amazing to be around Team USA athletes and knowing how hard everyone works.
Yeah, and I don't want to short sell this either, because you brought it up and it's really sweet. The sports is a great unifier, and to have the North Koreans and South Koreans even skating together, regardless of what skill they have or don't have, was really special. I had to be kind of emotional, I would think.
It was very emotional, and it was something as a women's hockey player I was proud to be a part of. And,
right.
It was a special moment, and to say that you're at that Olympic Games is
crazy.
It has a lot of weight to it.
How about that?
Yeah, it definitely does.
Now, I know your life's gone bananas, and I know what a great partnership you have with the Blackhawks and what great friends they are, so I know you do and you will do a lot of stuff with them. But one of the other things, I think we talked about this when you called us, you were nice enough to call us, I think, when the party was still going on. the impact this has on hockey for girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about when the women, I think it was 2000, right, when the women won the World Cup in soccer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Team USA was talking about, you know, this is so great for little girls who want to play soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, little girls who want to play hockey need heroes. Mm-hmm. You guys are it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, and it's an amazing platform that we've worked really hard for, and I think it's something that all 23 of us take so seriously. A lot of us are here today because of the 98 team that won a gold medal, and we know that's why we're here. Cami Granato was my idol, my hero growing
up.
And,
right.
So knowing the way how she changed my life, I wouldn't be sitting here today without the impact she had on me. Knowing that you could have that impact on someone else is pretty special.
I want to say anything nice about your coach.
About my coach?
Yeah.
I mean, we had just a phenomenal staff all around, but I would have to put a shout out to our medical staff, our doctors, our trainers,
the whole deal.
Our equipment managers, our massage therapists. They're the team behind the team, and without them, I mean, they're working around the clock.
Speaking of the team behind the team, you got to have family support, you got to have people that love you. There's a big dude in the studio. You met this guy?
Yeah, quite a few times.
Yes. Talking about Michael, the NFL's Michael Schofield. And Michael, where are you playing this year?
I'm actually currently a free agent, so I'll be finding out next week where I'll be playing.
Yeah, how about that? Well, you guys got a busy life ahead. When are you getting married?
July 7th.
Yeah. Oh, yay.
It's a couple weeks before camp somewhere, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How did you plan a wedding right, while you were getting ready right. for the Olympics?
It's been pretty busy.
think?
We did a lot last summer and have a lot to do now.
How'd you guys meet?
We met working out, actually, after the last Olympics, and we both were just two college-aged people in the gym on a random day. And
did he have any game? Did he have a good pickup line, anything at all?
No.
Did he have a move?
He was just really sweaty.
Last quick one, Dave.
All right, real quick for both of you. Who gets more nervous watching the other compete?
I think it's me, though. We both are very... It's much harder to watch than actually playing.
I'll bet.
You have no control over the game when you watch.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I would say, yeah, probably him, because he's only on the field half of the time. Like,
yeah, and
offense,
you're out
defense, and
yeah.
we're on the, like, offense, defense, and
yeah.
so...
Yeah, you do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you seem like a good dude.
Thank you.
I approve.
Can I ask one more thing? So we're on your registry now. Would you prefer Dyson or the Garmin steamer?
Ooh.
Because those are both still available.
The steamer, because his shirts are always wrinkled.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So we'll get the steamer. That's our wedding present.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Congratulations, you gold medal winner, you.
Thank you.
America's proud of you.
Thanks.
And welcome home.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be home.
And Michael, congratulations. You guys have good luck with the career, obviously.
Thank you so
much. But most importantly, have a great life together.
Oh, we will.
Thank you. We hope we see you again.
Oh, you're always welcome here. Yeah, you're always welcome here. Thanks for winning the gold. Bill and Wendy next on 720 WGN.